Alright, welcome to the Crazz members. Adam plugging in here on Tuesday night, the 29th of November 2022, for the Nightwatch podcast to quickly cover the latest, whatever's up in front of me, man. I will sit here and chat about it. Hope you guys are doing fine, and as always, thanks to the members for your ongoing support. I can't keep the website up and running without you guys, so you guys are awesome. And hopefully we can continue into 2023, eh? Crazy times. Everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com. Enjoy. Contact me anytime. Of course, get into the members area if you can get in there. And have a chat away in the chat room, and we're on Telegram if you want to jump over there as well. But everything's up and active on the main website, crazfiles.com. Should be on with Sharon in the morning, although it's been a bit crazy this week, so I've got a bit to organize, but I think it's tomorrow. But just keep active on the website, folks, and look for the latest podcast. Get these Nightwatch podcasts when you can. I may have to delete some of the old ones, just the website becoming too heavy. So save them to your hard drive or whatever, and get through them, just in case they go, some of the older ones go down. But this is the Nightwatch podcast is a pretty up-to-date sort of thing, you know. It's not like with guests. I just sit down here and cover the latest, you know, and things are changing every day, aren't they? So I do them and wrap them up and put them up, and then I do more. So always plenty to cover indeed, folks. Don't know where to start. Probably just do a run over some quick ones tonight. I just saw this on Dirty Dan Andrews, actually, from Cairns News. Sack Dan Andrews' party is a dirty trick to keep this dictator in power. This is going back a few days, so he's already in now, but there was a few of these, actually, and a few people telling me some things and a lot of warnings going around about all these parties. This guy is so filthy, and everyone associated with this bastard, they're so filthy and dirty and grubby, it really defies belief that this guy is not in prison. To me, an election manipulating dirty trickster has set up a fake minor party to trick Victorians into helping Dan Andrews retain his power. And the Sack Dan Andrews party has been set up by election consultant Glenn Drury. We talked about this arsehole too, a specialist in using Victoria's so-called group voting ticket system in the upper house to channel the flow of preferences. So the GVT consists of a list of written preferences that parties instruct the Victorian Electoral Commission to adhere to when distributing votes, and it allows micro parties to be elected with just a few hundred votes or even fewer. Drury used it at the last election to give Labor control of the current upper house of the Victorian Parliament, and he previously worked as a chief of staff with Darren Hinch's party. Without winning control of the upper house, Labor would be forced to compromise most of its legislation and be held accountable for its radical left anti-family policies, such as that which now allows schools to help transition children to a different gender without the family's consent. And this is what Victorians want and what they voted for, and it's only going to get worse, folks. Andrew's radical gender policies also criminalizes parents and others who attempt to counsel or stop children going through this process. So he's going to put you in prison if you dare to say anything or try and stop it. And he's going to take your kids from you. But you voted for him, so Victorians voted for him. I fucking didn't. But Victorians did, and they love him. And now he's going to take their kids. And I guess they're going to love that, and they'll vote him in again and again and again until they get marched into concentration camps and get bullets put in their stupid fucking skulls, and they'll still vote for him. Yeah, brutal, eh? So Andrew's radical gender policy also criminalizes again parents and others who attempt to counsel or stop this, and they're even with their own children. Drury, who gets handsome commissions for working his magic on preference flows, the only thing that counts is keeping Labour and Daniel Andrews in power. Drury doesn't want the National, the Liberal National Coalition to win power because they are expected to get rid of the group voting ticket, which would ruin his election-fixing business and his nice little cashes he gets, you know, his little money. Laundering scheme or whatever you want to call it. He claims he would help the Liberal Nationals gain power, but only if they pledge not to change that system. In a leaked video, and we put that up and talked about it, of a Zoom call, Drury said he wouldn't support anti-gay Christian candidates, although he is reported to be supporting the anti-abortion ex-Labour Party wheeler-dealer Adam Somyarek, who is running for the Democratic Labour Party. The secretly recorded call has been made public by Heston Russell of the Angry Victorians Party and has been widely circulated. Heston told Avi Yemeni of Rebel News, the Drury sets up parties with cash and pushes those voters to whoever he wants. Drury charges a $5,000 signing fee, $55,000 per winning seat that he arranges preferences for. The Liberal Party's candidate for Mulgrave, Michael Piastrino, told Yemeni, the Jewish guy, the situation was corruption at the highest level and disgusting, really. According to The Spectator, Drury could arguably be in contempt of Parliament for unduly influencing an MP through having a financial lien on them by garnishing a sizable part of their salary in return for getting them elected. The Victorian Liberal Party will refer Drury's activities to the State Independent Broad-Based Anti-Corruption Commission, which will do zilch. Mr. Andrews has maintained his power structure in Victoria, so all this is just going to go away. I'm telling you, it's going to be worse. He came back, and he was put back into that place, as I said last night, but he has the full support of most Victorians, and that is frightening. It's staggering. It is, and he knows it too. They're under his control. He runs the show down there. Some of the other breaking news. I mean, what a disgusting mob of liars and cheats and criminals surrounding this criminal tyrant and his government. And nobody can do anything about it, and nobody can touch him now. And they run the show. This has been popping up everywhere today and on the on our Telegram channels and everywhere. And there's a bunch. I really. And, you know, this one's from ABC. Revenue New South Wales is cancelling all these thousands of COVID-19 fines after a Supreme Court hearing. Well, guess how many fines they're cancelling? Dun-da-da-da, 33,000, of course. Couldn't be any other number, could it? It had to be 33 or 666,000. So Revenue New South Wales cancelling more than 33,000 COVID-19 fines after the Supreme Court hearing. Isn't it all just a psyop? The New South Wales government will withdraw more than 33,000 COVID-19 fines after a Supreme Court hearing today. Early today, Justice Dina Yehia SC was set to hear arguments that two fines for between $1,000 and $3,000 did not meet the requirements of Section 20 under the Fines Act, meaning they're illegal and criminal and they don't exist and there's no laws. It was all fake. Barrister Catherine Richardson SC said the plaintiffs had in effect been forced to take the extraordinary step of going to the Supreme Court after other unsuccessful attempts to have these fines reviewed. It's only at the 11th hour the Crown has finally accepted these were invalid. Within a matter of hours, the government moved to withdraw more than half the infringements issued under New South Wales COVID-19 restrictions. You'd have to be an idiot to pay them anyway, wouldn't you? I mean, I never got a fine. Never. You know, the case centered on the technical basis that notices did not provide a sufficiently detailed description of the offence committed and were therefore invalid. Really, in a statement issued after the ruling, Revenue New South Wales confirmed it with withdrawal 33121 fines, of course. A total of 62,128 COVID-19 related infringements were issued in the state throughout the pandemic. Where fines are withdrawn, all sanctions, including driver's licenses, restrictions or garnishee orders, activity will be stopped, the statement read. Where a fine has been withdrawn and a customer has made a payment, either in part or in full, Revenue New South Wales, like a fucking casino, will make a contact to arrange a refund or a credit payment towards the other outstanding debts. Good luck getting that back. You have to give Brad Hazard a blowjob to get 1 cent. The agency also noted it did not mean the offences were not committed, and the remaining 29,017 fines will still be required to be paid if not already resolved. Sure. Unbelievable. Anyway, that shit goes on. And just that they're telling you that it's 33,000, you know, they're just mocking people now. I mean, these Freemasons, aren't they? A combined total of 3.2 million, again, in fines were issued across Mount Druitt, Liverpool and Dubbo from the start of the fake pandemic to October last year, 3.2 million. And it goes on, unbelievable. Not really worth reading. Any of it. It's all just unbelievable. But I guess it's all falling to pieces, huh? It's all falling to pieces. It's all falling to pieces now. Which, you know, it was always going to, wasn't it? It was always going to. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what's going on in China as well, isn't it? This is really incredible. I got a couple of things here, and let me get the other one up just in case it's any different. There was another one from Cairns News, because I was just on there before. There it is. Chinese freedom fighters. I'll just have a look at this. Chinese, are they beginning to fight back over in China? I mean, unbelievable what they've been, what's been going on in that part of the world. I just can't believe it. What has been done to people there? Have they finally snapped? Not really hearing anything in the mainstream media. Anyway, protests and riots have erupted across China in almost every major city across the nation. It's growing, according to reports in both mainstream and alternative media. Chinese people have been out on the streets tearing down the barricades set up to lock them into zones and races to herd them like livestock to mass testing centres. Staffed by zombie-like characters covered from head to toe with white plastic protection suits. I don't even know what's going on in that country. It just looks insane, doesn't it? There are also massive quarantine camps. That's where they're eventually going to take them all and shoot them in the head. Where many people are sent just because they are one member of a family deemed likely to have COVID. Things came to a head last week after a dozen people were burnt to death in an apartment building in one of the capital cities there across the country that was locked down. For 3 months, fire engines were blocked by pandemic control barriers and cars stranded after their owners were put into quarantine. While the globalist powers of the West tell us how bad is Vlad and Russia and how evil they are, the world's most powerful dictator in the form of China's President Xi Jinping, whose CCP is driving the lockdown, was breezing around the recent G20 meeting, wasn't he? Talking to the tranny in New Zealand and making deals. That's why I was saying on the other podcast, she she would have shaved her testicles for that meeting with the Chinese president. And he's dining and whining, and he's having chats with him. And while he's doing that, and talking to Albanese and Justin Trudeau and all these buddies, Albanese, our little shitbag, scumbag, dickhead of who calls himself the Prime Minister of Australia. I don't know why, because I don't see these people as anything anyway. That's what he calls himself. He bragged to the media that he took 35 minutes with XI, no doubt licking his highly polished black shoes in the hope of getting the dictator to lift punitive tariffs on Australian exports. Also at the G20 was Klaus Schwab, anal Schwab, who gets an audience despite him not representing any of the G20 countries. So Schwab's there, you know, nothing to do with our country, but he has a big say, I guess. And they went full throttle at that meeting. How to control all of our lives with their big multinational companies. But back home in China, things have not been going too smoothly for this satanic, evil, perverted communist pig. XI, is that what you call him? And his CCP, Communist Party, hordes of faceless bureaucratic yes-men, up to a third of Chinese population, have been locked down in an insane attempt at zero COVID, which is about as scientific as a government declaring a zero bacteria month. So what we're seeing going on in China is mass protests in almost every major city across the country, from east to west to north to south. These are journalist and ex-US Navy intelligence officer Jack Posobiec reported from Washington. He said the protests were kicked off by two situations. Firstly, the massive zero COVID lockdowns for the past 3 months across China. And he noted China had been open from the end of 2020 all the way to the National People's Congress held until October this year. That was the coronation of Xi or XI Jinping at the Communist Party's preeminent chairman of life for life, whose COVID zero strategy is what created the new lockdowns, he said. So neighborhoods and cities and all these environments and local leaders were cracking down more and more and more, and they were competing to see who could show more loyalty to the communist crackpot leader. And who could enforce the strictest lockdown on people for nothing? There's no virus. It's really sad, isn't it? And sick. It became a challenge and a test. Well, I guess Daniel Andrews won in Australia, didn't he? He won the most cruel sort of dictator tyrant in Australia, and the people have grovelled on their knees to vote him back in. They probably got blood on their knees as well. They probably crawled from all over Victoria to vote for him and see if they could kiss Daniel's feet. I love you, Daniel. Ooh. Basically, it's a competition in China with all these communist dictators to see who could, who can bring in the most brutal lockdowns as they go away in their party boardrooms and laugh their asses off. The protests and riots have also hit Foxconn, the world's largest iPhone factory in Henan province, with violent clashes between police and some 20,000 factory workers angry over lockdowns and the company reneging on a bonus deal. And the government has been recruiting CCP cadres and army veterans to fill in the thousands of vacant positions. Crazy in China, and I've been watching some amazing videos, that have been put up on Telegram and stuff of these protests and stuff. That's building, man. That's full on. That is full on. This is what we were wondering, wasn't it? Will the billion or so people in China rise up? Now, of course, the I'm just going through here. Give me a sec. Okay, so this is another one from Cauldron Pool. Protests in China as communist titan zero COVID trademark. Chinese communists are struggling to contain an outbreak of mass protests over the regime's trademark zero COVID policy. Demonstrations against the policy borrowed by the West intensified, probably by Daniel Andrews. I wonder if Daniel Andrews has a blow-up doll in his closet, a replica of the Chinese communist leader, and he blows it up every night. You know, like those blow-up dollies. And he makes love to it in his bed with that husband of his sitting there reading, I guess. I don't know what sick things he does. I don't want to know. Makes my skin crawl. Anyway, these demonstrations are growing, and because we know Daniel Andrews worships Chinese Communist Party, there was a picture of him over there, you know, and his eyes, oh my God, he loves it. He loves communism. He's a communist. So they're talking about injuries here and all of this, calling for the rare wave of civil disobedience, something not seen since Chairman Xi Xi took power. Reuters said the mass protest included Wuhan and Chengdu. One protester quoted the Reuters by Reuters declared, "I'm here because I love my country, but I don't love the government. I want to be able to go out freely, but I can't. Our COVID-19 policy is a game and is not based on science or reality." So they're finally getting it, huh? It's certainly not based on science, and it's certainly not based on reality. It's made up. What are they going to do if they could find out that it's made up? Footage posted online, then shared far and wide, shows workers pushing back against a swath of new mass lockdowns across the country. They changed their phones to red, didn't they? Red alert to lock them all down or something. And there's a video here of an angry protesters as well, smashing all the barricades and everything. I did watch that. This is reminiscent of Tiananmen Square with the university. And through the universities and all through China, it's growing and spreading. Will they have another communist massacre of these people? This is a breaking report here from Twitter. It says China protests getting out of hand at the Foxconn iPhone plant, where workers are rebelling against the harsh restrictions and working environment. Talking here about the Chinese Communist Party being arrogant. Of course, the WHO people tied up in all of this, and Mr. Klaus Schwab and all of that. Really crazy. And Mr. Fauci as well. Going to be interesting to see where this is going. And I was just reading a latest little bit here. This one's from the dailymail.co.uk. Okay, so the latest news from China is that here comes the beatings. Beijing beatdown begins. Which we knew that was going to happen. Chinese cops are using mass violence and intimidation to curb anti-COVID lockdown protests after crowds chanted for the end of communist leader Xi's rule. And this is what Daniel Andrews did to a T. This is Daniel Andrews, what Daniel Andrews did to a T, and his communist book. I'm sure Daniel Andrews has a communist playbook, and he carries around everywhere, and when he needs to do something, he just opens the book, he goes to a page, he wets his thumb, and he's got his rules there. This is what Daniel Andrews did with the communist goons of Dun Gestapo police forces. He crushed any dissent. He crushed any future protests and got them out of the way early. Chinese police officers wrestled with protesters before arresting them in cities across China last night as demonstrations demonstrators defiantly came back onto the streets to continue their historic protests against the president and his lockdowns. This is really incredible, folks. Really unbelievable. This is huge. This is huge if China falls here. And is he going to bring in the military against them? I don't know, sometimes you think, is it just fear-mongering or whatever, but I did see videos put up on Telegram. There's videos of definitely military being mobilized. So really interesting. I guess he knew that it is going to happen, isn't it? Dramatic video shows a woman screaming as she is arrested by six police officers and dragged away from a main square in the city. Chinese officials sought to crack down on protesters in the cities. A man is seen trying to stop the police from arresting the woman by shouting at them, but two officials were seen running at the protester and screaming at him to get back. Footage also shows a huge crowd of protesters trying to stop a crowd of police from arresting two men in Hangzhou, but the police officers were seen wrestling with the protesters and dragging the two demonstrators away while holding the scruff of their collars. I'm looking at the videos too. Yeah, it's going to be a big one for the Chinese people because they're starting to rise up. And they're getting angry, but when the police come in and they start arresting people in front of them, this is what Johnny Cerucci was talking about on some of our last podcasts, and this is what Daniel Andrews did so well. I saw it in the rallies in Sydney, and of course, it does look sometimes like they're actually arresting other cops. So what they'll do is the police, when there's a big protest on, they'll get another cop in there to be chanting with the crowd, and people won't know, and the police will go in and brutally arrest them, and handcuff them, put their hands behind their back and all this stuff, and drag them off screaming. And it's designed to scare everybody off from doing anything. When so you've got 1,000 people and you've got five cops brutalizing one person, and those 1,000 people get scared and they back off, when really there's no chance for these cops. That's in some cases, I'm not saying all. Generally, the cops will just pick someone as well, and they'll brutally arrest them, and it just scares everybody, and no one will stick up for their fellow man, so the Chinese cops are brutally arresting screaming people in the middle of the city squares, and I guess that's designed to shock and scare people off as the crowds brew here. So the Chinese officials are ramping up their crackdown again against protesters and the strict lockdowns over months and months, well, years now. Hundreds of protesters have taken to the streets. Hundreds? How many people are in China? It's over a billion, isn't it? Wait till it gets to that. wait till it gets to hundreds of millions. Do they have enough police and military to stop that? I don't think so. That's why this is really interesting. Wouldn't it be good for, the Chinese people to take their country back, though? It would just be an interesting part of history, to witness, obviously. Something like that, just to watch that from afar. Wow, I don't know what's going to go on there. Hundreds, I guess if the media are saying hundreds, it's not, don't you? And as I said, is this going to be into the millions? The millions. They're taken to the streets. They're fueled by anger over the unrelenting lockdowns, as well as deep-rooted frustrations over China's political direction. And this dictator who's just sitting on his fat ass in his ivory tower made of skull and wrapped up with human flesh and laughing his ass off. China can do it, In Shanghai, says dozens of police officers were seen surrounding one demonstrator who is heard shouting for help. The protester is seen trying to stop the officers from arresting him, but to no avail as they dragged him away. And what you'll see here is a very exact replica of what Daniel Andrews did, because he's communist, so he's taking his leaf out of their book. Daniel Andrews' police did this, didn't they? Remember the police down there? They'll surround just a bunch of protesters, and then they move in, and they start dragging one out one at a time. Or the cops will just surround one person, you know. This is communism. This is the way the communist cops work, and this is exactly, everything I'm reading here is exactly what Dan Andrews did. You wouldn't think that Australian people in Victoria would put up with that kind of behaviour, would you? But guess what? They will. They love it. So more protesters are being detained by police. It's difficult to know how many at this time. And also there's a massive crackdown in any independent media outlets in China. Imagine I was living in China doing this. I'd be gone. Sack over the head, black fan, done. The police say, if this keeps going, this slow creep of tyranny, that's exactly what's going to happen. And people just voted for this in Victoria. They just voted for it. Police officers are also using intimidation practices in a desperate attempt to curb the anti-lockdown protests. With China's major cities also being blanketed with security forces. Police officers have begun calling protesters who attended the demonstrations in Beijing, and if they don't pick up their phones, the officers are going to go to their homes. This is exactly what Daniel Andrews did. See, this is part of their desperate attempt to stop the protests from getting too big. And this is what Daniel Andrews did. Remember the videos of these weird police officers knocking on people's doors who were part of the alternative media or doing filming of the protests or exposing stuff or organizing protests? They were sending these people to their house to knock on their doors at night. They were ringing them on their phones. You just can't believe that I'm reading this, and you can't believe that this is exactly what happened in Melbourne. And I am talking exactly what happened in Melbourne. So the same pattern that the Chinese Communist Party are using to stop these protests before they get out of hand, because they know once they get out of hand, it's all over. So this is their fear tactics, are the exact same tactics that Daniel Andrews used. My goodness me. I watched the video. This is exactly what Andrews did, and the police forces down there, they were going to people's houses. They were scaring people away from the protests. They were scaring people who were trying to organize protests. They were intimidating and bullying people who were organizing these rallies and doing alternative media and trying to arrest them and make an example of them and all of this. These protesters now, so you can see here, this is really interesting, because they're saying, we are all desperately deleting our chat histories. One Beijing protester who declined to be identified said, there are just too many police. Police came to check the ID of one of my friends and then took her away. We don't know why. A few hours later, they released her. Exactly what Daniel Andrews was doing again. What was Daniel Andrews Gestapo forces, communist police forces doing in Victoria? They were arresting people from the protest, taking them in the car and dropping them off down the street. See, the thing is, Daniel Andrews' attack against the people of Melbourne and Victoria, we didn't see that anywhere else in Australia. We did not see that anywhere else in Australia. And not only that, we didn't see those same tactics. Those tactics were new for people in Australia, because it's communism, folks. So if you want to know where Daniel Andrews gets his tactics from, bang, 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 here it is. I mean, you can't get any more clear than this, folks. It is as clear as the morning sun. Look at that. arresting people for no reason, dragging them off in front of their friends at the protest, and then the friends panicking at the protest, deleting their phones, everything like that, turning up to their houses, all of this. And they're saying, in a country with over a billion people, that there's too many police. So this is classic communism, man. This is classic bully standover tactics to make themselves appear more and bigger than what they are and scare everybody. And these Chinese people, this is their biggest test. Because if they back off now, they're fucked. The dissent in China, you can't do it. And so what's going to happen is once I'm looking at China, I'm thinking that once this starts, it has to go forward. It can't go back. Because if he crushes them and because they're scared, then imagine how much he's going to punish them now. So they have to gather their armies and go forward. And there's so much more people in China than these police forces. They are gone. He's gone. They're all gone if they wake up and they stand together here. Going to be Chinese are very submissive. All the protesters are in masks. Every single one of them are in masks. So they're not there yet. Anyway, it is erupting. And it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on this. It talks about people being burned in an apartment building that was locked down and no one could get in there and they all died. Beijing and Shanghai police patrolling areas where some groups on the Telegram messaging service had suggested people gather again, so they're watching Telegram and all these places, and the police presence on Monday evening and night ensured no gatherings took place there. This is exactly what happened in Victoria. There were originally, when Daniel Andrews first started locking down, there were these original big organic protests organised. They were organic and they were on social media and Facebook and everything. And this is exactly what they did. And they did this in Sydney too. Shows you as well. But Daniel Andrews did this to a T. And the police turned up in the centre of Melbourne. And they blocked off all the train stations. So no one could come in or out. All the bus terminals. All of this, you know. They scared people online from commenting or organizing protests and all of this, and then nothing really happened and it fizzed out. This is what China is going through now. So this is the early stages. Beijing residents are saying the number of police is really, really scary. Well, Melbourne went through the same thing and we went through that in Sydney. It's very scary. It's intimidating. But there's, 5.5 million people in Melbourne? Is there around 5.5 million people just in Melbourne City alone? Let's just say there's 5 million people or 6 million people in Melbourne. How many police forces does Daniel Andrews have? Was it around 3,000, I think Jason was saying? It's definitely around 3,000 or 4,000 he can conjure up. So you compare 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 to 5-6 million. You know what I mean? And they know that. They know that. So, you know, this is, oh, it's classic. So the people are saying it's really scary, the amount of police that they're witnessing. It looks to me that the police are starting to maintain control here or grab some control. But it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Anyway, police are randomly checking people's phones in the subway and all this kind of stuff. One person declined to give his name out of fear of retribution as he was en route to a planned protest near the station, which he did not find. It was gone. Throughout the day, police officers detained people, later releasing them with a report accounting 12 police cars with 100 meters long. within 100 metres long street in Shanghai. This is what they did in Sydney. When the big Sydney protest was on, the big one that happened, they locked Sydney down. Sydney, where I am, they locked it down. They called it a ring of steel. And they locked the whole thing down and they filled the whole city with police cars. Excuse me, folks. Yeah, in Sydney, they locked the city down because there was unorganized protest. There was a planned protest. And I'm in Sydney, so I know they locked the whole thing down. Ring of steel, whole thing from west, south, north, wherever you want to come in, they locked it all off, and people were questioned. Every single person that was trying to drive into the place or go into the place, anyone who was walking was being checked and questioned, all this kind of stuff. And there were police everywhere, and they puffed their chest out and they made themselves look bigger than they are, and they made themselves look more than they are, and they deliberately brought in hundreds and hundreds of police cars and park them all up the streets everywhere that you look to intimidate residents and intimidate people, and nothing happened, right? And it's so interesting to me, after we went through this here in Australia, to read this in China. They're saying the atmosphere is very nervy. There are many, many police around, walking around everywhere. The police are asking people passing through those areas for their phones to check if they had any virtual or private networks, VPNs, and the Telegram app, what they've been saying, if they're organizing or going to protests. VPNs are illegal for most people in China, while Telegram app is blocked from Chinese internet. Chinese officials also have started inquiries into some of the demonstrators who had gathered at the weekend protest across the country. So they're going to start going to their house and spooking them so they don't go to any more. This is how they scare people off from doing any future protests, and how they control this situation before it bursts out. The main thing they want to do here, and what Andrews did, is control the situation before the protests blow. Because when the protests blow, there's nothing they can do. And they know that, so they're gonna do everything they can. But people just need to know that it's all fear, and that there's power in numbers. And once everybody in China comes out of their houses and protests, they're finished. They're finished. It's over. It's gone. So really interesting. Some fights breaking out here. Some violent arrests. All sorts of chaos going on. I'm wondering if this is going to get snuffed out or it's going to build. I'm keeping an eye on this daily. Indeed. And it's going to be really interesting, because the media are going to lie about anything, everything, and they're not going to cover this. But China is a really, really interesting situation here, because that's their role model. You know, if you look at Klaus Schwab and all these maniacs, that's their role models. That's what Daniel Andrews goes off. This is their wet dream. You know, this is the model for the entire planet, and this has to go well. It's going to be very interesting. The people of Melbourne have submitted to Daniel Andrews' dictatorship and his communist state of Victoria, so they're finished. They love it. But the Chinese people are stronger than the people of Victoria, because the Chinese people are actually coming out from all corners of life over there, and they're starting to fight back. Now, if this blows up, this is going to be really fantastic, and it's going to be really incredible to watch, really interesting. But it puts us to shame, doesn't it? Puts us to shame. 100% just makes Australians look like the fucking pathetic cowards that they are. And the Chinese can do it, but we can't. And, you know, the Chinese have put up with this terrible torture for so long, but they're starting to snap now and break, you know, and they can't take it anymore, and they're fighting back. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But in the state of Victoria, people want more. They can't get enough. They love it. So daddy Daniel Andrews, the dictator, he's got a lot of punishment coming. He's only just getting started, and they're going to love it right up the butt. Don't know why, don't know how, can't explain it, don't want to, don't care anymore. It's just sickening, and angers me, and it frustrates me, but it's going to be a very, very interesting time ahead to continue to watch what happens in China. If they lose control there, this is going to be fascinating. What are we looking at here, folks? The end of the world, man. I don't know. It's crazy, eh? Anyway, good chatting with you tonight. I should be on in the morning for a podcast. Take care, and we'll chat again then. Nightwatch podcast with Adam plugging out on the 29th of November, 2022. Thanks for your support, guys.